Paul will now introduce the first set of news stories.
We will start this week with stories that led to readers' reactions, starting with trains. Greater Anglia's boss said services could not improve unless there are infrastructure upgrades. A member of the House of Lords said it was quicker to fly to Egypt than to take the train from Norwich to Liverpool. But there was good news for train-riding dogs. The Norwich Shire Hall is being hit by substance, while the controversial Heartsease roundabout has encountered another mishap. Here is Dorothy with the first of the railway stories.
Rail bosses in the East have urged the government to formally commit to fixing a bottleneck which has limited how many trains can run in and out of Norfolk and Suffolk. Jonathan Demby, head of corporate affairs for Greater Anglia, said the region had been unable to reap the benefits of its £4.7 million investment in new trains because of delays to critical infrastructure upgrades. Top of the list, he said, was work to rebuild Ely North Junction, which would allow more freight and passenger services to run through what is currently a bottleneck. Those improvements were announced by Rishi Sunak last year after it scrapped plans for the northern leg of the HS2 rail line. However, since its initial announcement, the government has failed to confirm how much funding the scheme will receive or when the money will be available. The last publicly released estimate for the Ely work in January 2020 suggested it would cost £500 million and construction costs along with inflation have risen since then.
One of Norfolk's busiest train lines has been slammed in the House of Lords after it was revealed you can fly to Egypt quicker than getting a train to Liverpool. Many travellers to and from Norwich are aware of the notorious East Midlands Railway service that runs from Norwich to Liverpool Lime Street. The two carriage trains take 5.5 hours, stopping at Wyndham and Thetford on their journey through Norfolk.
Four-legged friends will be able to join their owners for free on a nostalgic trip by steam at a Norfolk Heritage Railway this year. Dog's Day Out will take place on May the 6th at the Bure Valley Railway, with single and return journeys running from Aylsham and Wroxham stations. Dogs can travel for free in canine-fit carriages with a full fare paying owner. Each pooch will be offered a dog's bone when travelling, and there will be pup-themed treats for sale in the cafe for humans. The Bure Valley Railway is Norfolk's longest narrow-gauge steam railway. It runs an 18-mile round trip between Aylsham and Wroxham along the River Bure and the heart of the Bure Valley countryside. The single journey between Aylsham and Wroxham takes 45 minutes, and on request, the line can also make stops at the Broadland villages of Brampton, Buxton and Coltishall. To claim your free dog tickets, enter code FREEDOGMAY6 at the checkout on the Bure Valley Railway website or by calling 01263 733 858. Pre-booking is essential.
One of Norfolk's hidden heritage gems has been hit by subsidence at a time when museum bosses are already spending almost £500,000 on the building. The subsidence at the Shire Hall, which served as the city court for more than 180 years, was uncovered during work to tackle dry rot in the Victorian Grade II listed structure. Further investigations are being carried out to assess what needs to be done to tackle the problem and to establish how much it would add to the rising bill of work at the building. The subsidence problem is believed to be linked to the way the courtroom at the Shire Hall was constructed in the 19th century. It is likely that when it was built, a slice of the castle mound was cut away to provide the necessary space, with that ground proving to be unstable. The need to tackle dry rot at the Market Avenue building was first identified in 2019, but did not begin until September last year. When the dry rot problem was first identified, it was thought to affect a relatively small area of the wood-panelled Victorian courtroom. The Shire Hall was listed as Grade 2 in 1972. It ceased to be used as a court in 1988. The courtroom was then restored in 2013, and in recent years it has been used for living history performances as well as for public and private events.
Another funny faux pas in the long-running Heartsease Road roundabout saga has given city folk something to smile about. Norfolk County Council has said it will promptly be replacing a new sign in Harvey Lane near the controversial roundabout, which has been getting a revamp since last September. The error was spotted when eagle-eyed passengers by noticed the sign just before the exit from the Aldi supermarket car park and the currently closed Heartsease pub, which says, "No left turn for HGVs into Plumstead Lane." However, there is no such road by that name, only the aforementioned Harvey Lane, Heartsease Lane, Plumstead Road and St William's Way, all branching off from the roundabout. A spokesman said the County Council is aware of the mishap, which will be rectified as soon as possible. On April 13th, the roundabout was closed to traffic altogether and shut from all approaches, ahead of the roundabout finally reopening on the Saturday, May 18th.